I proposed actually that Cohort will be changed to allow grassroots members to have a say in the selection, particularly a presidential election, that they have a say in the selection of candidates. The reason I did that, because I've had quite a number of party meetings over the last, particularly over the last 10 days, and there's no doubt about it, the membership is very angry, they feel let down, and they feel that they're only needed now for putting up posters, canvassing and selling tickets. And that's the feeling of the membership, as I have discovered over the last, particularly over the last week. So I did make that proposal, and in fairness to Micheál Martin, he says that rule change would have to be as an Oirdheis. So we have an Oirdheis coming up early next year. So I've been ensuring that is put forward at the Oirdheis to give the grassroots membership and councillors to give them a say in the selection of a candidate, because they're the people that has to go out and canvass for whoever we select. And that's the reason I put down that.
And it's going to come as quite a contrast to what has taken place in the Jim Gavin selection, where we are led to believe it was very much Micheál Martin based. We were told that councillors almost received directives, maybe confidentially, from party headquarters to make sure that other potential candidates were blocked. So this seems as if it's going to be given councillors, and as you've mentioned, grassroots members an awful lot more autonomy when it comes to future selection processes.
Absolutely, and that needs to be done. Now, in fairness, Micheál Martin did take 100% responsibility for what had happened. That's water under the bridge now, John. We have to look for the future of the party. That's why I'm proposing that the grassroots members, who are the people who do the work for the councillors and for TDs, and go out and, as I said, put up posters and canvas and sell tickets and everything else for the party, and the councillors, of course, they should have an opportunity to partake in the selection of candidates. And that is going to change.
Maybe some surprise in certain circles that there didn't come perhaps a directive out from Fianna Fáil to all members to row in behind Heather Humphreys for the presidential election. But again, as we understand it, it's going to be left to each and every individual party member, from grassroots to councillors to TDs to ministers, to make that decision themselves.
Well, that's very true, John. And look, there's no direction has come from anywhere who to support. But Jim Gavin's name is still on the ballot paper. I'm speaking to quite a few of our supporters, and they say they're going to give number one to Jim Gavin, and what they're going to do with their two, I don't know. That's an individual decision.